Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
Normally, we turn the lights down and chill out a bit inside the Soul Lounge, but today, we're going to turn it up. Now, you may remember a few weeks ago, we explored the power of hip-hop, and I received so many emails and tweets and Facebook messages from you about how much you enjoyed the show that I decided to do it again. Only this time, we're going to do something a little different. I am going to count down my top five favorite hip-hop artists. These are the guys and gals who keep me motivated, inspired, and turned up. So let's start with my number five pick, Yasiin Bey, who is formerly known as Mos Def. He's been on the scene for years, originally from Brooklyn and considered one of the premier artists in the conscious hip-hop movement. His music encourages us to think critically about the things that we sometimes take for granted. And when he's not working on music, he's acting. You know, he's been on television, the big screen, even Broadway. So from his album, Black on Both Sides, here's Mos Def.
I don't wanna write this down. I don't wanna tell you how I feel right now. I don't wanna take no time to write this down. I don't wanna tell you how I feel right now. Hey, tomorrow may never come for you or me. Life is not promised. Tomorrow may never show up for you and me. This life.
People to be free, 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 to
This is Soul Lounge, and we are counting down my top five favorite hip-hop artists. Now, the number four pick is another New York rapper who, since breaking onto the scene in 1994, has appeared near the top of almost every best MC list. This year, he celebrated the 20th anniversary of his legendary debut album, It Was Written, by traveling across the country performing with some of the best orchestras in the world. On this next cut, he teamed up with another MC that made my list, Lauryn Hill. This is If I Ruled the World inside the Soul Lounge.
Smoking weed in the street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time, watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I ruled the world,
imagine that.
I'd free all my stars.
I love them, baby.
Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I ruled the world,
still living for today. In these last days of time, where to be? Paradise life relaxing. Black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range. Cast, lost tribe of Shabazz. Free at last. Brand new whips to crash. Then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew. How we do? Trees for breakfast. Dime sexes and bend stretches. So many years of depression make me vision the better living. Type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lies. History's told foul. But I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child. Seeing things like I was controlling. Click rolling. Tricking six digits on kicks and still holding trips to Paris. I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoner set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to Willie's. It sound foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my.
Story, how the thugs live in worry. Ducked down in car seats, heat's mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for papes. These are the breaks, many mistakes. Go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate. We carry weight, trying to get laced. Flip the A stack to safe. Millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cock hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips. Be poor or rich, still nobody want a brother having If I ruled the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the Q45 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or beef felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the?
If I ruled the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons. If I ruled the world,
imagine that.
I'd free all my sons. Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I
You're listening to The Soul Lounge, and I am the Lady DJ, and we are counting down my top five favorite MCs. But before we continue with the countdown, I've got to remind you that for the second half of the show, we are going to move the party into the VIP room for a very special interview and performance with an incredible artist that is on the rise. Her name is Anastasia Baker, and she was a contestant on X Factor in the UK, and I promise you that you will love her as much as they did. But before we hit you with the new artist, I want to take you way back with a group who proved that girls could flow just as good as the guys. Here is some old school soul or hip hop. It's Salt and Pepper with their very first bona fide hit. It's Push It on the Soul Lounge. Listening to the Soul Lounge. I'm the Lady DJ, and I remember the first time I heard the album Southern Playalistic Cadillac Music. It was 1994, and I knew right then that I would be a fan of the duo for life, but Andre 3000 in particular. He is my third favorite MC. He became legendary back then and continues to be. And even though it has been years since they recorded together, they spent this summer performing at music festivals around the world. And just last weekend, they returned home to Atlanta for three sold out shows. This is from their album Aquemini. Here's Outkast with Rosa Parks.
Type of people made it club before. Many a day has passed, the night has gone by, but still I find the time to put that bomb off in your eye. Total chaos for these playoffs. Thought we was absent, we're taking another route to represent the Dungeon family like Great Day. Me and my nigga decide to take the back way. We stabbing every city, then we headed to that back cave. ATL, Georgia, what do we do? Fall ya. Bulldogging hoes like them Georgetown Hawkers. Boy, you kinda silly, think my romance sitting pretty. Doing donuts while you suckers like them suckers around titties. Damn, we the committee, gon' burn it down, but us gon' bust you in the mouth with the chorus now.
Push that force, everybody move to the back of the bus. Do you want to walk? to a station, here's my destination. She got off the bus, the conversation lingered in my head for hours. Took a shower, kinda sour, cause my favorite group ain't coming with it. But I'm with you cause you're probably going through it anyway. But anyhow, went and died, went on out and bought it cause I thought it would be jamming. But examine all the flaws, get walls, get off lit, sad and it's costly, but that's all shit. Broke and I hope I never have to float in that boat. Up shit's creek, it's sweet, it's the last boat that I wanna hear when I'm going down. When all said and done and we got a new Joe in town, when the record player get to skipping and slowing down, all y'all can say is them niggas earn their crown. But until then,
my top five hip-hop artist countdown with number two, Lupe Fiasco, skated onto the scene like a burst of fresh air. His 2006 album Food and Liquor provided a slightly different perspective on life. He didn't shy away from reflecting the challenging parts of growing up in inner city Chicago. He just presented them in a way that left you feeling hopeful. He also introduced an entire generation of young African-American kids to a new pastime, skateboarding. Here he is with Kick Push. It's Lupe Fiasco inside the Soul Lounge.
What up, y'all? Yeah, soundtrack, what's poppin', baby? Woo. Y'all ain't know, I go by the name of Lupe Fiasco, representing that first and 15. And this one right here, I dedicate this one right here to all my homies out there grinding, you know what I'm saying, legally and illegally, you know what I'm talking about, so check it out. First got it when he was six, didn't know any tricks, matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped, landed on his hip and busted his lip, for a week he had to talk with a list like this. Now we can end the story right here, but shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air, yeah, he said it was something so appealing, he couldn't fight the feeling, something about it, he knew he couldn't doubt it, couldn't understand it, branded, since the first kickflip he landed, labeled a misfit, a bandit, cocoon, 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 his neighbors couldn't stand it, so he was banished to the park, started in the morning, one stopped after dark, yeah, when they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry young man, there's no skating here. So we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And away he rolled, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come and skate with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push. My man got a little older, became a better roller, yeah.
No helmet, hell bent on killing himself, is what his mama said. But he was feeling himself, got a little more swag in his style. Met his girlfriend, she was clapping in the crowd. Love is what was happening to him now. He said, I would marry you, but I'm engaged to these aerials and burials. And I don't think this board is strong enough to carry two. She said, bow, I weigh 120 pounds. Now, let me make one thing clear. I don't need to ride yours, I got mine right here. So she took him to a spot he didn't know about. Some mod in the apartment parking lot. She said, I don't normally take dates in here. Security came and said, I'm sorry, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just lovers intertwined with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel, looking for a place to be. So let's kick,
This is the Soul Lounge, and I am the Lady DJ, and we are finally at the number one spot. Now, this is my top five hip-hop artists of all time countdown. These are my favorites, and it was really hard to choose just these five, but I knew who was going to be at the number one slot. Her album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, was a groundbreaking project. From that legendary album, this is Lost Ones by Lauryn Hill. Inside the Soul Lounge.
Yo, Lauryn, line up, please.
It's funny how money changes situations. Miscommunication leads to complications. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young Lauryn like she done. But remember not to game the one of the sun. Everything you did has already been done. I know all the tricks from bricks to kingdom. My kingdom, major kingdom, one run. Now understand El Boogie, not violent. But if a thing test me, run to me gun. Can't take a threat to me, no. Been this way since creation. A groupie call you far from temptation. Now you want ball over separation. Tarnish my image in the conversation. Who you gonna scrimmage like you the champion? You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. Now, how come your talk turned cold? Gain the whole world for the price of your soul. Grab hold of what you can't control. Now you all floss with a sight to behold. Wisdom is better than silver and gold. I was hopeless, now I'm on hope pro. Every man wanna act like he's exempt. Need to get down on his knees and repent. Can't slip talk on the day of judgment. The movement's similar to a serpent. Try to play straight, how your whole style been? Consequences, no coincidence. Hypocrites always wanna play innocent. Always wanna take it to the full out extent. Always wanna make it seem like good intent. Never wanna face it when it's time for punishment. I know you don't wanna hear my opinion. There's how many paths and you must choose one. And if you don't change, then the rain soon comes. So you might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just
stick around because we're going to move this party into the VIP room for the second half of the show. I'm going to introduce you to an artist that is on the rise. You don't want to miss this. Hello there. Glad to have you once again inside the Soul Lounge. Actually, this is the VIP room. And I promised you that I was going to bring you artists that I discovered that I believe are on the rise, the ones that need to be on your new music playlist. And today I have a young lady joining me, born in Jamaica, raised in England, and she is about to take the world by storm. Her name is Anastasia Baker, and she's here with us. Welcome, my dear.
Hi there. Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you here, all the way here. I know you've done a little bit of traveling.
That's correct.
To come hang out with us. I appreciate that. So, since I'm kind of just learning about you, we just met each other and I'm learning about your music, I want to start at the beginning.
beginning.
Okay.
So I mentioned you were born in Jamaica.
That's correct.
Okay. And then how old were you when you moved off the island to the UK?
I was actually only 8 months old.
Okay.
Yeah. So a lot of people are like, no, you're not really Jamaican.
Okay. Well, you know, but yes. It's running through your blood.
That's
so you
correct.
Are.
I
okay.
am.
All right.
So I was in London from 8 months old. In terms of my who Anastasia Baker is, I'm a soul inspirational artist. I was previously on X Factor, and after going on to X Factor, went on to UK's biggest gospel competition that goes by the name of Time to Shine.
You won that?
Yes,
oh,
I won
okay.
that show. That's correct.
Okay,
yes,
let's
I
not
did
be modest.
Yes,
okay,
sorry,
all
yes,
right.
Which that show I won. That is correct. yeah, so that's a little bit about myself.
Okay, now did you grow up in a musical household?
Do you know what? Yes, only my father. My mum wishes that she could sing, which is, yeah. So she's always like, I wish that I could just sing a little bit like you. Yeah,
okay.
Bless you. But my father was actually a singer. He was in a gospel harmony group in my church when I was growing up. So that's it, really. He was in... always remember him being in a little box room, always trying to DJ and playing some music and things. So that's where I believe it really started for me. That's where I started having the ear for music and listening and singing around the house and making up noise. And my dad would be like, come on, if you're going to sing something properly.
Yeah.
You know, so I think I was experimenting and getting to know myself.
How old were you when that happened?
When that happened, I would say when I actually discovered that, yes, I could sing, I was probably about 13 years old.
Okay.
So I wasn't actually that young. I was acting and I was dancing. So what happened is I went to a college after leaving secondary school. I know everything is different here in terms of your schools. Mm-hmm. But I went into focus mainly on dance. So I was like doing the whole like musical theater. And what happened is going into that course, I realized that there was only a little like segment of singing and of acting. And when I went to like the singing classes, it wasn't enough. And I was getting such great feedback. I was like, you know what? I love dancing, but it doesn't seem to be as strong, but it's not the one that I love the most. And I'm now finding out that it's not even the strongest. So that is where I then was like, you know what? I didn't continue with that course. I was like, you know what? From the beginning, it probably was like a couple of weeks. And I was like, this is not the one for me. So then that's when I then decided to go to music school. I went to a school called Vocal Tech. Mm-hmm. And that's where we basically just, focused on my vocals. I went to dance school. See, I still love dancing, mm-hmm. but it was just that singing was now become my number one passion over all of them.
So yeah. Then does that make you like a classically trained singer? Like what were you focusing on when you were in school?
Sure. No, I wasn't classically trained at all. They just really would give you like vocal techniques. Okay. You'd play a little bit of keys. No, I don't play the keyboard. I didn't really go that deep into
okay.
it. I wish I did.
Still time.
Yeah.
Still time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But no, we just literally just focused on our vocal techniques and just experimenting with different genres, different styles of music. And I think as well, that's where I started to see what I was best suited to and started to experiment more with my voice.
Okay. And the reason I ask uh-huh. is because I run into a lot of artists who, like you, grew up in the church.
Yes.
And they learned to sing in the church. And the way they learned was a bit different from mm-hmm. what they learned in school. And
yes.
I'm assuming you had that same experience.
Yes.
So I just, if you can kind of point, just maybe one thing, like the biggest difference between what you learned growing up in the church mm-hmm. versus what you just described to us in school.
Sure. Well, in church, it's all about the belting, right? And it's about putting the emotion behind it. So as a singer in church, you'll just literally just go for that. Just like, you know, push in places that you shouldn't be. Like your head will probably be back all the way far back and you would be like just shouting, putting more pressure on your vocals than you should be. Whereas going to school now, I suppose you learn the techniques of how to use your voice correctly. So that's what I would say would be the difference in those two.
Now, what about, because you consider yourself, did you say soul inspirational?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, that's
yes.
that's not something that I'm used to hearing. So
okay.
describe for me, what do you mean by that?
Okay, what I mean by soul inspirational is I really write music from the heart. You know, it's soul music, I believe. It's like it... music that inspires you, music that tells a story, music that encourages people. That's what I would call soul inspirational music.
And that's
that
different from gospel because you won a gospel competition. So
that is correct.
Okay.
Yes, the gospel is still, the element is still there. But what it is that I am using my life experiences and my testimonies and putting that in with the, and obviously that is inspiring people, but God has brought me through my situation. So there's even true stories within my album.
Oh,
as well.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the album.
Sure.
Okay, so I read that is it out yet or is it coming out later on this year, 2014?
Yes, it will be coming out later this year on iTunes. We do have the albums available, and I did have my concert back home. So yeah. The albums, physical albums are available, but it's not yet on iTunes.
Okay, what is it called?
It's called U-Turn.
Okay, now how involved were you in this project? Did you write a lot of it, mm-hmm. or what is your process like, I guess?
Yeah, I was very involved with it, which I'm so happy about, like the team have just been great. I was involved in the majority of the writing of this album. The concept was around me, like around what I wanted it to be in terms of, you know, like I said, I have my testimonies, which is fire is one of those that I'm going to come to and sing for you today. But yes, everything is exactly what I wanted it to be. And I'm so happy with the team that I have around me who have allowed me to have so much input into my music.
You know, I think that's kind of interesting because here, when someone wins like American Idol or they win one of the contest shows, they end up going into the studio for their first album and they're given songs. Like, that's these good. Are the songs that you're going to sing. Maybe they'll let them write one.
Yes.
But the fact that you were able to actually go in there and make your own music,
yes.
had to feel so good.
No, it did really feel so good. Because I didn't expect that either. Like, you know, I was just open-minded, and to know that I've actually been given the opportunity to be so involved, it's just even made me more confident as an artist, really has, to think, wow, like I was a part of this. Yeah, it's great. And as well, I believe that, I think that's the mistake that a lot of people do make, is when artists don't have enough involvement. Of course, if that's their weak area and you want the project to be strong, you can understand that. But I feel that the true emotion comes in when you're actually involved in it and it's your story, because then that is where it truly comes alive. That's when you're singing it, you understand what you're singing about. And that's when you get the real emotion behind it.
Okay, so let's stop for a moment talking about the music.
Sure.
And I want you to sing some of the music. So
okay,
what are we going to hear first?
Okay, first of all, you're going to hear First Love.
Okay.
First Love is a song that actually, this was actually done before I won the show, that the Time to Shine show. What it was there was a challenge at the boot camp stages of the competition where we were just told to go into studio and we got a song that we didn't know and we just had to go in there and do our thing with it. And because it did so well, what we did is once I won the show, we released that as a single and also did a music video for it as well. So it did so well that we decided to add that as a track onto the album.
Okay, Anastasia Baker, First Love, Inside the Soul Lounge.
What is there to say? You're really there. You dwell of my natural mind is where you sit and stand, but in the knowing that makes me grip you tight, I believe and hold you dear, and in every taken breath, evermore emboldened steps, I know your need. My first love.
when I think back to the times when I fought, I knew. When I think back to the times when I fought, I knew. Now I know.
Okay. See, when I say someone's on the rise and you need to know who they are, I know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
that was phenomenal.
So. Thank you so much.
All right. So let's move a little further on. I read somewhere that I don't know at what point in your life you were an athlete.
Yeah,
you ran track.
That's correct. I was. Yeah.
Hurdles.
Hurdles.
So you're brave. Because yes. I ran track. I wouldn't touch the hurdles.
You wouldn't because why? Hopefully. Because
I don't like falling.
Yeah, that's
okay. Okay.
It's so true. I didn't like that part either because it comes with it. You can never do it and not fall. Yes, I was actually a champion hurdler. I ran for a team called Cambridge Harriers. Now, in my school days, that's what I was doing. What happened, you're probably wondering, well, how did I get from like athletics and then into singing? If I'm honest, there's a lot of things that I'm good at doing. And when I was young, I actually struggled at first to decide which was my strongest and what I wanted to do. So I was doing everything, the dancing, the acting, the running, working, everything. And I had to like decide, right, now I need to make a decision on which one is going to be the best one for me. So that's where I decided singing. But athletics, I love hurdles. Like if somebody was to say, do you know what, Anastasia, come down to the track now, I've got some spikes for you and we're going to do some running, I would do it. Like I love it. I love, like, just like I love heels because I love shoes, I love running spikes. Like I had a thing about buying the best running spikes. Like I would have like the ones that you'd see the big athlete, champion athletes wearing, like even like the Americans and stuff. I'd make sure I'd be looking online getting those because I just love the way that they look. Like I love them. Like honestly, if I could do both, I would actually do both because I love running. And some of my friends are still like athletes, and one of my friends was actually at the Commonwealth Games, and so they were like doing well, but that wasn't obviously the path that I was going to go on. But I love running, like really do. And my daughter, she actually, I can see that she's a great at like athletics because the way she runs at sports day, she's already winning the races, and I just get so excited because I'm like, ah! I've done the mum's race as well. But yeah, I love running as well.
In all my years, yeah. I have never seen anyone light up, an artist so light up
about running.
Talking about track spikes.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I know. They're so cool though. You see them, they're really nice.
Yeah, yeah. I've worn a few. Yeah,
they are cool.
No, that's great. Now I know. So okay. So obviously you're very passionate about that.
Yeah.
And I know as an athlete, you have to kind of play mind tricks. Like you got to get yourself prepared. Mm-hmm. For the run, do you use any of those tricks, those techniques now as a performer, or has anything overlapped?
I would say, if I'm honest, I think the running was a bit scarier.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
In terms of, I would be more nervous. Like at the start of a race, it's like you've got the whole stadium is in silence and you're just waiting for that gun to go and then you're gone. And in that moment, you're just like, I've got to do it fast. You've got to do it instantly. You have to do everything in that one moment. As an artist, you have the song, like, you know, you have the music behind you. Mm-hmm. You have, so it's very different. So I would say that maybe that made me stronger. I'm not as, like, I would say I know how to deal with my nerves a lot better. It's easier with music. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any rituals before you go on stage at all?
Yeah, definitely. Number one, I'll pray before I go on.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely do that. And warm up before, because that's really important. Like being an athlete, of course, you've got to warm up before you go and run your race. So it's the same. As a singer, you need to warm your voice up before you go and start singing.
Yeah, so nothing like, you know, I chew gum 5 times and I spit it out, then I take 2 swishes of water. You know,
I know how you all are.
I know. Because that's what I do.
Really?
You know what I do? I eat candy. Like, I have a favorite kind of candy. It's called Mike and Ike's. I don't know if they have them in the UK.
No,
but I cannot come before a microphone without eating at least a handful of Mike
really
and Ike's.
So that's what you use, like, to help you. Yeah,
it makes no sense, but you know, that's why. But it doesn't, it, you know, sometimes they don't have to. You just you know, it's a mind trick.
Yeah, exactly. You're right, it is.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk a little bit. Let's go back to the church, because one of the other things that I find a lot with artists who start off in the church is there's that moment when they decide, okay, I'm going to move into secular music. And for some, it's seamless. For others, it takes a little bit of time for them to make that decision.
Okay.
For you, did you feel a sense of conflict about moving away from religious gospel music as we know it traditionally into...
I don't think that I'm going to ever move away from that. Like, that's the root. That's who I am. And I really want to get the word out there and the message. And I want people to know who God is. So that's not ever going to change. The way that I put it into my music is explaining to people that, like, this is what God does. He, like, turns your life around. Like, this is where I was, and this is how he brought me through and where I am now. Because, you know, we're all in need of help, and he is the number one help. And that will never change. Like, you know, I will always be, like, singing for God and, like, singing the truth and being honest and singing my story and helping to just inspire and impact people. You know, music can be so powerful, and what I want that to do is for people to listen and think, like, wow, like, I'm going through some hard time, because I've been there. Like, I've had songs that I've listened to when I've been going through hard times, and they helped me. So, you know, I want to do the same in return, you know, using my gift, that somebody will listen to my music and they'll be like, do you know what, I can do this. Like, I'm not going to, you know, turn my back and give up, that they can just keep going and know that, do you know what I mean, there is hope.
You know, using your own life or singing your testimony kind of requires you to be vulnerable in a sense.
Yes.
Like, that's the one thing that I really admire about good songwriters is that they can say, okay, I know this might be a really ugly situation that I'm going to tell you, but I have to. Is there any fear around that in the writing process, being that open and...
The only fear is you've got to be careful at the same time, because some things can be really deep and you don't want to say too much. And at the same time, you want other people to be able to relate, because you don't, it is about you, but really what you're trying to do is encourage somebody else, you know, and so that it can relate to so many others. But yes, it does. You have to put yourself back there, especially when you've come out of that situation. When you're writing, you have to go back to where you were, and that can sometimes be hard, because almost like there was times when I was in the studio and it was like, okay, do you know what, we're going to re-record this song, because like we need to feel the emotion behind it, because sometimes you'll just sing it but you're not actually going back to where that's what that song is about and where you were at that time. And when you do that and place yourself, there's such a difference. Like I said, it's just so important when it's such a difference when you are singing something that is like is real and is what you've been through. It comes across, and I feel that the power comes through the song even more.
Yeah,
to help touch other lives.
Okay, so give me an example of that then. Why don't we go into another cut?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You want me to give you an example of another song?
Well, yeah, I want you to give me another song, which I'm assuming will be an example of that power coming through. So what are we going to do next?
Okay, so what we're going to do next is I have a song on my album that's entitled Fire. Okay. Fire is exactly what happened. There was fire. What happened is approximately 3 years ago, just to cut a long story short, because the song will give you all the details of what happened, but God spoke to me. I was driving one night and he spoke to me to get out of my vehicle. I stepped out of the vehicle and my car just went up in flames, just like that. Like, I could have been dead. Like, I could have been gone, but God saved my life. And I always said that I would want a song on my album about this, because I want to let the world know how amazing God is. And even when you're not in the right place at the right time, like, he just is really there. He's got your back. He is, like, just protecting you and regardless. And he was there. Like, he spoke to me to get out, and my car literally blew up in flames.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is a true story. This is fire.
It was about 10 o'clock at night. Drove into a dead end. There was darkness all around. I was lost. I couldn't see anything. Started to turn around. Smelled something strange. Heard a still small voice say, get out, check, 'cause it could be your car. Stepped into the cold night. Smoke was rising. Went to check the bunny. But the pain was bubbling. Tried asking for help, but the flames were rising. Burning up like fire. I see my life in the flames. I never will get over why I'm not sick. But you save me. As soon as I saw the flames, I turned around and I ran away. My screams were freezing in the night. I ran as far as I could, shaking shot. My heart stopped and I was screaming.
Anastasia Baker. Beautiful. Now that is a testimony.
That really is a true story.
So I get now what soul inspirational means. Like, I understand now what you're doing.
You get it.
Awesome. Cool. All right. So before I let you go, I generally play a little game with everyone that I bring in. So I've got three questions that I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
All right. I'll give you a moment to think about them in between if you need it. And it's sort of, I call it what's in your ear. Okay. Obviously, you're a musician, you're a singer, so you love music. So I want you to go to, I don't know, like a random Sunday. You're at home, folding laundry, cleaning the kitchen, whatever it is that you do. What are you listening to?
On a Sunday morning?
Yeah, or while you're just doing work around the house.
I would be listening to some Jessica Reedy.
Okay.
Yeah, I love Jessica Reedy.
Okay.
Her songs, Blue God or Put It on the Altar, I love her. So I'd probably be listening to Jessica.
Okay.
Or Latisse Crawford. That's another new one of my favorites. I love her song, Back to You.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's Friday night. And you and your boo, your sweetie, your honey, are preparing for a romantic night. So you slip something onto the, or you, well, not anymore. We don't slip anything into a CD player. So you got your iTunes playlist going. What's on there?
That's a good question. I would say Fantasia.
Okay.
Or Jasmine Sullivan.
Oh, I like Jasmine Sullivan. Yeah, she's doing some new stuff. Okay.
I say those.
Okay. All right.
Or John Legend, actually. Yeah, I think that would be the number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
John Legend.
Okay, good. Okay. And those times when you're down, like we all get, things get kind of frustrating, you're tired, you just need something to pick you up. Do you have a go-to artist or a go-to song for that purpose?
I Need You Now by Smokey Norful. Mm. Yeah, that's a big song. Yeah, that would be the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you.
Thank you
I
so
appreciate
much for
it.
Having me.
I would love it if you could take us out with another tune.
Okay, sure.
All right.
This song is Let Me Go. Let Me Go was actually written to help bring awareness for the girls that were have been kidnapped in Nigeria. This single was released just specially for them. So this is Let Me Go.
All right. Anastasia Baker inside the Soul Lounge. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
No other like me, not just a lover or some other, in a sexual image you've seen. I'm your doctor, your next leader, a provider, and then I'm not to be taken for granted. I'm what you need, a real friend. Let me go, let me be who I should be, let me lose. So I can live heavy free. You're holding me back. It won't last. You can never hold me back from destiny. Let me be free. I'm an orphan. Peacekeeper, policymaker, girlfriend, a mathematician, your technician, composer, musician. Can't you tell? Let me go.